8:30 on the Grego Show. It's Halloween, and I think someone's coming to the door. I think we have another trick or treater here. We've had a bunch of trick or treaters come into the show today and do weird things.
Yes.
I'm opening the door. Yes. You gotta say trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Who are you?
Oh.
Hey, I'm Chris Tanner. I'm with Central Ohio Paranormal Society.
Chris Tanner. Now you're the real deal. I understand. And last year, I had a little bit of confusion. I got somebody else in here that claimed to be an EVP guy and didn't turn out to be very good whatsoever.
Right. The way I understand it is, well, you gave Shannon the task of contacting me, and she contacted someone with a similar sounding name.
Yeah, she contacted somebody else.
Grego calls me.
I said, call Chris Tanner.
I get this phone call in the middle of the day. It's like, hey, it's Grego. Okay. Coming in tomorrow? Don't know nothing about it.
No, he was committed somewhere else because nobody had called him to ask. So, hey, that's neither here nor there.
No, not at all.
It's water under the bridge. So you're here. Tell me about what makes you interesting. What is it about you that we, the lay person, need to know about ghosts?
Well, basically, there's a lot of interest in paranormal right now. You see a lot of shows on TV like Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi and that horrid show on...
Ghost Whisper. Is that what it is? Trevor Love Hewitt?
Well, that show's bad, too. But Travel Channel is a most haunted show, and it's horrible, too. But
it's kind of hard to do a show around what you guys get into, because sometimes won't you wait for hours and hours for stuff to happen?
Well, that's the thing, is people get the wrong idea watching these shows, because they're heavily produced. They're supposed to be, you know, quote-unquote, you know, reality TV, but, you know, the guys running the shows, they need ratings. They need things to happen, so they create things.
They make things.
Right.
You don't create things.
Right. I mean, realistically, ghost hunting can be probably one of the most boring things that you could do.
Sure.
Sit in someone's basement for, you know, 6 hours, you know, staring out the corner.
Okay. The most interesting experience with a spirit from the beyond, in your opinion, that you ever had was when?
Yeah. I've had several. That's the thing. I've been doing it for about 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with time comes experience, and for, you know, every 9 of those cases where nothing happens, you get something that, you know, really crazy happens. I have seen things, people get scratches on them, people get grabbed, touched, just really freaky stuff. Now, some things I don't even mention, because if you were to hear me say it, you'd be like, you know what, you're full of crap.
Right. So, I thought you were going to say, like, you know, things like, hey, I peed my pants. I was so scared. Because, you know what, I think I could be that scared.
I could.
You know, get the pee scared right out of you.
No.
Has that ever happened?
No.
Okay, I thought that was an embarrassing admission, something you wouldn't talk about. But anyway, yeah, continue on. Other things.
Do you believe in the white noise phenomena?
That you're talking about the movie White Noise?
Yes.
And, you know, the...
Yeah, it started out...
The movie.
It was supposed to be about EVPs, and then when they get into it, then it wasn't so much about EVPs. It was about ITC, which is instrumental transcommunication.
I remember this.
Trying to make ghosts, you know, appear on the static in your TV, which I think is a bunch of crap.
Right, and then all of a sudden it would come out of the TV, and the person was dying behind the computer, right?
Yeah.
Behind the television.
It was a bad movie, because when they're promoting it, all the you know, trailers or whatnot are showing, like, real EVPs, and we thought it was going to be a big EVP movie, and it turned out...
And it wasn't. Okay, now tell me, then, what is a highlight for you? I may not be asking you the right question. For you, what is the ultimate high that you've experienced hunting ghosts?
Well, it's when you have a physical experience, a personal experience, and combine it with evidence.
Mm.
For instance, you know, we've got, like, 9-10 night shot cameras. We've got 20 audio recorders. We've got thousands of dollars worth of equipment. And, you know, it's good when you get stuff, but when you get stuff and you experience something at the same time, sometimes you go into a place and you just automatically know, you got that feeling. It's like someone just threw a wet blanket on you.
So there's a sixth sense that you believe you have that maybe not everybody has that you sense when there's...
No, I don't believe I have
you
anything.
Don't. Okay.
But
it's all the equipment.
It's all the equipment. But
you're talking about a vibe.
Yeah, just basically anybody. You can take any guy off the street. If you take him to the right place...
Yes, a place that's truly haunted.
The place that's truly haunted, they will say, ooh, you know, it feels really heavy in here.
No kidding.
Right.
That's what it feels like. So if somebody's got a room at their house or whatever, that they walk into and it's just, like, depressing to them all the time.
It's very heavy. You feel like you're being watched. You don't like to be there. It's almost a physical feeling. That's when you got something that's really strong and something really active.
Interesting. All right, this guy Adam has a question for you. Adam, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, let me ask Ghost Hunter a question.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Halloween, by the way.
Same to you, man. What'd you want to ask? Yeah.
That was nice.
Hey, do you travel outside of Central Ohio much?
Not too much. We try to keep it, close to home.
Are you familiar with Moonville, Ohio?
The Moonville Tunnel?
Yes.
Yes, I am familiar with it.
Have you been there?
All right, tell us what the Moonville Tunnel is.
The Moonville Tunnel is an abandoned railroad town down near Zaleski, Ohio, way out in the sticks. I mean, there's nothing around. And that is one place that I feel is definitely haunted. Have you been there?
I haven't personally. Some of the guys that I do this with have been down there, but no, I haven't been there myself.
What did they have to say about it? They have any feelings about it?
I don't think anything really happened much when they were there, and that tends to be the case.
I don't personally know if it's really haunted or if it was just all the acid we were eating, but that place has got something up with it.
Well, when you say that, Adam, be clear. What was the experience that caused you to go, hey, I'm uncomfortable here?
Well, we started a fire in the tunnel, right?
Yeah.
And then we would heat sticks in the fire, let it get red hot, and then hit the sticks against the wall, and the flames would bust out, and you'd see stuff in them.
Really?
You know, like ghosts and what have you. It was nuts.
Yeah.
You ate too much acid. Get you a couple hits of the blotter, go down and check it out.
All right, well, thank you.
A couple of hits of the blotter.
You see, now, a guy like that, technically, for you, Chris Tanner, who is a ghost hunter professionally, you take it very seriously. That's an insult to you.
No, I mean, if you want to see ghosts, acid is the way to go.
You know, that's the way to do it.
Makes it easier.
But it sure sounds like fun. Hey, Jim, what's going on? You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good. We got a ghost hunter.
I just want to ask your guests, most of these EVP things that I've heard, mostly the ones I've heard have been children. It's really creepy. What is? Did this guy ever run into that? Does he find that most of them, like the majority of them that he picks up are children?
Not necessarily. You get them sounding all sorts of things. You get, children, old people. Like some of the ones that I brought in, you'll see a wide range.
No, you got a tape.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to get that on the air.
He has like 10 files.
You got a wide variety. Women, children, men.
Right.
They're all over the place.
That's cool.
And what are the ghosts to you? Are they souls that are trapped and can't make it to the afterworld, or are they spirits that belong in a certain place?
Well, the thing is, the thing with ghost hunting and why it will never be considered a mainstream science is you cannot prove it. Try as you might, as much as these guys on their websites, like, oh, we're out to prove this and prove that, you can't do it because you can't take the subject matter, put it in a petri dish, and slap it under a microscope.
Right.
Science has a problem. What about with the electronic information digitally, which is saved on a tape or a video or things
like
that?
Still, you have problems there. Like a lot of the things you see on TV, what they've done over the years in ghost hunting is they've taken devices that were meant for other things and said, well, maybe this is... maybe ghosts are electromagnetic, so we'll use this meter that's detected for measuring fields of power lines and use that and say a ghost is around. Well, how do you know it's not the power line?
Mm.
They use thermometers for certain items and say, well, maybe if it goes down, it's a ghost causing it.
So do you not believe it until you hear a voice of some sort? Then you kind of tend to believe it once you have it on tape?
The biggest evidence for us... that we try to get. EVPs are a big thing because we're pretty good at it. We've experimented a lot. We got a lot of different kinds of digital and analog and microphones and stuff. And I can actually take a good EVP, put it on the computer, and screen it. And sometimes I can show where it is running at a different frequency above or below what the human voice can reproduce.
Really?
Let me tell you something. I was able... I have a great experience with this. I actually have my voice on tape from a track. Listen to this.
Is there no sound anymore?
Did you hear that?
He scared himself.
Yeah, that is paranormal.
That's a scared man.
Divert, because I'm trying to live a new life that lives to me. A lost reality.
Right, you're
not going to have a monster.
No way to reach my, self-fucking
dragon.
Saying, oh, no.
It's not a ghost.
Is that a possession, possibly?
No way to
scary
monster.
This is a Halloween show.
Listen to that monster go.
Yeah. Chris.
Yes.
When we come back, we're going to play some of your tapes, some of the recordings. When we hear these recordings, will we go, undeniably, I hear what you're telling me that I'm supposed to hear?
Some of them.
Yeah.
I leave it open to interpretation.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you what you're supposed to hear.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
And
all right,
like
so
that.
We'll play those next. And real quick, this person on the phone, I think, has a fantastic question to ask you. This is Ryan. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris, I was wondering, what do you think? I have a friend that's kind of into it. I'm not at all. What do you think of the Ouija board? Is it a bunch of junk?
Ouija board.
I wouldn't put too much stock. I mean, it's a Parker Brothers game.
Right.
It is still scary, I promise.
What about the people that, you know, own the Ouija board company that died in some sort of weird accident?
There's a lot of study into that where, you know, people say it's, they've done, I think Penn and Teller actually did a thing with that where they took a bunch of people and they blindfolded them and it just didn't do squat. It's more of a subconscious thing, the person is actually doing it more than anything. I'm sure maybe that there are cases where they've actually contacted spirits, but, you know, I wouldn't bank on it. It just doesn't seem reasonable to me.
I kind of like the way that you're very realistic about it. You're not a kook. I don't
right.
think you have the kook factor working for you, so that gives you some sort of credibility. You
right.
know?
He needs facts. That's what he wants.
But he's
like
also kind of debunking himself as he talks.
Well, he
you know
doesn't. Yeah, but he doesn't want the business, I guess, to have a bad reputation.
If you look online at 10 paranormal sites, basically, most of them are people that just want to be known, want to be famous, so they'll put whatever crap that they got on there. Look, here's a refraction of light. It's a ball, and suddenly it's a spirit orb. Well, no, it's your flash hit
right.
something reflective and went into the lens, and that's what it is.
Right.
That's if you want to believe your evidence too much, then you're just going to end up with a lot of crap.
Right.
And
right.
critics are going to tear you apart.
Quick break, and we're back, and we'll listen to some of his tapes, and then we'll move on, because coming up after 9, we're going to talk to Bill Fichtner. He's from Prison Break. He plays the prison guard, or excuse me, the FBI.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Yeah, man, just having a Halloween show, and really interesting guests today. We had a psychic, and now we've got a ghost hunter, this guy Chris Tanner. Here's a phone call for you, Chris, who is from the Central Ohio Paranormal Society. Sean, what did you want to ask Mr. Tanner?
Yeah, I was wondering if he's ever heard of the Trenway Mansion.
No, you got kind of broken up there. Would you say it one more time?
The Trenway Mansion in Trenway, Ohio, right outside of Dresden, between Coshocton and Zanesville.
No, actually, I am not familiar with that one.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, they was always saying it was haunted. So it was built in the 1800s. I guess it was a plantation. It's a pretty freaky place, man. But they got a thing now where you can go up there during Halloween and spend the night, but they say they got some kind of ghost hunters in there or whatever. But I was just wondering if you ever heard of that.
Now, and the problem with a lot of these commercialized haunted places, you know, they're getting something out of saying that it's haunted. And then you go there, and, like, nothing happens. You actually get some of the best stuff when you're in people's homes.
And that's where I had my experience. I actually saw a ghost head once, and this is not a joke.
That sounds funny, though, ghost head.
No, this isn't a joke. Mo, remember the girls that used to produce for us in Baltimore? There
yeah.
was two sisters.
Yeah, the Pold May girls.
Yep, they were Seedy and Cooley, and
mm-hmm.
they were from Estonia, and they were like third worlders, man.
Yeah.
And they lived in this old friggin' mansion in Baltimore. Well, you know, I got divorced from my wife and started having sex with one of them. So I was at the house sometimes.
Why?
And I walked into one of their doors that led to the basement in their old mansion, this old freaking house, and I will swear to you, I was stone cold sober. I opened this door and looked, and there was a greenish colored old man's head just floating there in the air. Just the head. It was just a head.
I haven't seen that.
And I saw it, and I blinked my eyes, and it was gone. But it was there. It was three-dimensional. I could see it. Kind of just suspended. Dude, I swear to you. Swear.
Well, did you go tell the girls, and did they say they had similar experiences? Or they were like, what are you talking about, Greco?
I don't recall any conversation about it. I don't even know if I had conversation about it. I think I just forgot that I saw it.
You're like, let's do it.
You know what I mean? I think I was just like, you know what? I don't want to talk about this at all. And then we had sex again.
You're slut. God.
Yes.
I got a couple of names I want to throw out at you. Gozer the Gotarian. What can you tell me about him?
Gozer the Gotarian.
Who's Gozer the Gotarian?
No? Okay. Casper, friendly or not?
I think he's putting on a front. I think he's actually a demon.
All right. And finally, Slimer. An evil spirit
I
or just
him.
A hooligan?
Yeah, Greco saw Slimer.
I saw Slimer.
He's just hungry.
Slimer's so cute in Ghostbusters.
I'm just trying to get to the facts here.
Mo doesn't believe a thing that you're saying. You understand that? That's how he doesn't believe anything
Zool,
to do with...
Zool, that's what I was trying to think. You said, you hung me up on the Ghostbusters thing there.
He believes nothing about this.
Now I
am the gatekeeper.
I don't think you're a kook or anything, but I think you're chasing dust particles.
All right, well, let's hear what these tapes have to say. He's got tapes. Chris Tanner from the Central Ohio Paranormal Society. Let's hear what we're going to hear in the first one. What cut is it?
It's called Four Freaky Voices in Newark.
Well, let him tell you which cuts he wants.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead with that one. I'll explain it. This one, you're not going to hear like words or something, but this is from a client. It's a long-term client of mine and a friend we've been going back to, because every time we go there, we get stuff. And it's to the point to where we know that there's four distinct voices that we repeatedly get. They're very familiar to us. But this one in particular is you'll just have to hear it. It's just like rah, 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 spooky.
Like sharky.
Right, let me, yeah, it's shark. Come here. I don't know. I think it was a blumpkin.
A blumpkin.
You can get those at Starbucks.
You can.
I don't know what I was supposed to be hearing there.
Yeah, like I said, it sounds. At first, there's like this real fast electronic-y thing, and then that.
All right, let's go to another one.
No, let's play it again.
You want to hear it again? All right, hear it again. I don't know.
It does sound like a blumpkin.
All right.
Now I heard that.
Yeah,
I heard that. One.
Okay, so we're hearing something going.
It's almost like a snarl, like.
And that shouldn't have been on the tape because basically there was nothing there making any sounds.
Right. We, you know, sometimes we do get stuff. You know, if we think there's any chance that we've cross contaminated it or made those sounds ourselves, we toss it.
Are you sure? Had you been to Chipotle that day?
No, I'm not a big Chipotle.
It'll run right through you. What's the next one?
Okay. Hit the raw band pick.
Raw band pick?
Right. That's just my file name, so
okay.
I know what they are.
All right.
Where are the band pictures?
That's a little bit longer than
that. Wow, now, what was that? You
that
were
was
asking?
Eric McGuire from Volume Dealer.
Listen closely.
Where are the band pictures?
Same client in Newark. She had some band pictures of her son, and they just disappeared. She turned her back, and they were gone.
They were gone. Swiped.
It's like, where are the band pictures? And that's the thing I was worried about, you know, putting them over the radio, if it's going to be loud enough to hear it. But it sounds like, I don't know.
It's in there. I certainly didn't hear it. Let me listen again briefly, but... If you can amp it up.
Where are the band pictures?
Wait a minute, that was the lady saying
that. No, it was a man's voice. I swear to God, it was a man's voice.
Oh, you're
what
so
did it say?
Gullible.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
All right. What's
Dave Matthews just
did? Dave Matthews just walked by like you're...
Yeah, I'm with him.
Like you have three heads.
How about Sis?
I'm listening. I'm making my mind up if I think it's real or fake. What's this one about?
This is from a bed and breakfast down around Hocking Hills.
Okay, a bed and breakfast. What are we going to hear?
You should be able to tell.
All I hear is...
you could tell it was scary.
Lumpkins.
That was like they wanted you out of there.
What?
Right?
What was it? Did you really hear it?
It was like scary. I didn't hear exactly what they said, but it was. You could tell it was kind
of
threatening.
It sounds like sis, but it's right there at the end. It's like...
Yeah. I love your ghost, your voices. You're doing
this?
Some good voices. That's like the third different one you've
played. Well, that's the thing with EVPs is a lot of times it's just random garbage. It's like, you know, if you're really talking from past the, you know, the afterlife, why don't you say something that means something to me?
Yeah, how come they never do that?
He's threatening you guys.
That's an excellent question.
Yeah. You know what I like about you is the voices that you've imitated when there is a spirit and you're trying to communicate to us exactly what was being said. Those voices that you're using are voices that are unworldly. They're not from this world. Those sounds that you're coming out with, although they're very creative and you sound funny doing them, but the people that you're trying to imitate, that's a very odd voice. They sound dead. So I give you that. What do you got?
I'll pick one at random. I'll explain.
Do you have any kids? Like any child ones?
Did your LTOB girl.
What is this?
It's from Little Theater on Broadway down in Grove City.
Okay.
Oh,
I heard a little girl's voice. Now, before we go further there, explain to me what time of the day did you get captured on film? Who was around?
We were there. It was definitely after midnight. It was all guys there.
I want to hear it again.
It was just us. There was no women present.
What is she supposed to be saying?
No idea. You can just hear the voice.
I know what it was. She said, "I'm on the second floor." She was telling the Domino's pizza guy when he was coming. That was a cell phone conversation bleeding through there.
Yeah, what if that's what you're getting?
You know, could that be? Could it be cell phone interruption?
I've tried several things, like putting cell phones next to my recorders, and I've took one of those Belkin FM transmitters they use for MP3 players and stuck it right next to the recorder and tried to recreate that sort of thing. I've never been able to do it, so I highly doubt that.
Dave Matthews is shaking his head like...
Dave Matthews, you're a very scary-sounding man, too. Listen to this voice.
What?
How are you?
I am not. It's just early in the morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. What do you think about all this?
I firmly believe in it.
You do?
Oh, yeah. But I believe in it in a scientific sort of manner.
What do you mean?
Well, being kind of scientific in nature, I believe in the infinite universe theory. There's infinite number of universes around you.
Certainly.
And some of these things that people are hearing and that they're seeing could very well just be a breakthrough from another universe into ours.
Hey, you know what I read the other day? It was really an interesting quote. And it said, why should we believe that we are on the end of an evolutionary line?
No, we're in the beginning.
Why should we believe that we humans are at the end of a revolutionary line? Or evolutionary. Revolution. Evolutionary. The other creatures just haven't decided to, you know, show themselves yet, or, you know, it just hasn't occurred. But you know what? There will be a point in time where there may be beings smarter than us.
Am I the only sane person in this room?
No. No, it's way out thinking, man.
I have something for him.
Okay.
I was driving in here trying to avoid the lights and the trains and everything. Caught every one of them.
And the morning puke. You avoid that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. A house that we lived in a couple of years ago, we would sit in the living room and look. It was kind of one of those little starter homes. So it was on one floor, no basement, concrete. And we'd look down the hall, and there was a woman about 25, 30 years old, somewhere around that age. And she would just walk down the hall and kind of stop right at where the end of the hall was and the beginning of the dining room and kitchen area was. And it happened more than once. It happened quite often, actually. And what amazed me about it, or what I got to thinking about it, was she would stop at the same spot every time, and she was acting as though she was talking to someone. It wouldn't always be the same movements, but it was like she was...
In a conversation.
In a conversation mode, she'd turn and she'd, you know, point at somebody. She'd be talking. You couldn't hear her at all. And it wasn't... It was more ethereal than...
What was her lighting? You could almost see through her? She was just a figure?
Almost. It was almost like coalesced fog.
Yeah, what color? Was there a color?
She was dressed. She was dressed in clothes.
You could see the colors.
See the clothes, see everything. And she would... The only two places in the house she ever went was the master bedroom and down this hall.
That's bizarre. You saw it.
Oh, yeah. My wife saw it. My wife woke me up one night because...
Was this
leaning over the bed.
Was this before or after the OxyContin? You guys,
you know me better.
You and your wife had a thing, right?
No, I believe in it firmly. I don't understand why people have such a hard time thinking that there's nothing out there but us.
Well, you come from a spiritual side.
Well, not only that, but what I have found is most people have had some sort of experience, but they will not tell you about it unless you bring it up first, because they don't want people to look at them and say, oh, you're nuts.
Well, I am nuts. People know that. So.
Yeah, you just can't be afraid to say you're nuts.
No.
You know, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. It is who I am, you know? And if you believe in stuff like that, that's your own business. And as long as you can feel good about what people are going to say to you regarding what you believe, well, then whatever. Yeah.
You were talking about a heavy feeling.
Right.
It's almost gone now, but when I was first here back in the 80s, we used to go down to the transmitter. It's down in Grove City, and there's like four big towers, and the thing is built.
They stole the copper right off of it a couple of weeks ago.
A couple months ago.
They steal the copper right off the...
But it wasn't copper. Anyway, it's built between two Indian burial mounds. It's not encroaching on either one of them. And I'm telling you, when you went down there, there was a feeling that you could not deny. If you were down there in the middle of the night working on a transmitter that had broken or something like that, you'd be sitting there on the ground, we're working on the thing, or and you just go, what was that? And everybody that's ever been down there has felt that. I mean,
there's something about the Indian burial ground thing, and a lot of people feel that it's because, you know, the Native Americans are very spiritual people, a little more in tune to nature, and they probably chose their burial sites very carefully because of whatever reason. So it seems like a lot of places that have the Indian burial grounds, you get a lot of, you know, reports like that.
If you like, have
they like me?
If you have like a favorite pet, did you hear that if you bury the pet in that burial ground for that the pet will come back to life? Have you heard
that? It happens a lot with cats.
Hey.
Yeah, Herpin and it's a sequel.
You know, the other guy, Christopher Scott, the psychic that was in here earlier, no, believe it or not, but the guy was saying to me, he goes, there's a black dog around you. He is a very strong presence. He's right there with you.
Around you?
Around me. He goes, I'm getting this. There's a black dog that's with you right now.
It's on newsfilter.org right now.
It is. And you won't see my face. You won't see my face, and that's by design.
But what did he say?
I don't even know. Do you want to hear a...
Is that an old dog ears? You have to
yes,
say...
That's my Rottweiler, Adolf. He was my best buddy. He was my best friend in the whole world.
I remember Adolf, yeah.
He was my 120 or 30-pound Rottweiler, wherever he was.
He could be your guardian, then.
And we were buds. We ran together. We ate together. We moved together.
Been about 12
you
years.
Ate together.
We did. We had sex with chicks in the same room, you know, except I was the one having the sex, and he would watch.
Okay.
And
video.
Yeah, he'd get up sometimes and start growling. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was into it.
That's cool. Doesn't it make you feel good, though, when he said that to you?
Yeah, he's protecting me.
Yeah.
Which is
good. He didn't know you had a dog.
Listen, yeah, Chris, by the way, we have our buddy Chris Tanner in here from the Central Ohio Paranormal Society. I don't have a lot of time to spend with you, much more time. Aaron has a question. I think it's worth asking. And Randy has a question, too.
One more clip. I just want to hear one more.
All right, we will before he goes. Aaron, what's the question?
Hey, man, I was just curious. I'm from down around...